at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
See, it's law. Do you know law is predictable? When you confess some things, it's the law of confession. It's like gravity. If you get trained and disciplined in it to a great degree, you'll see things happen. As a matter of fact, I got a word I'm going to release here tonight for you. It's a prophetic word. And I want you to catch it. Tell somebody, because it's for me. God showed it to me tonight. I said, yes. Amen. So we're talking about the steps of the righteous. All right? So we established our feet must be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You and I must be peacemakers. You can't be that old troublemaker you used to be. Say amen in the middle. I'm going to say it again. You got to cease being that old troublemaker you used to be. That's the old man. That nature's eradicated. Your mind just has to be renewed. See, some people are troublemakers for the Lord. And that ain't no good. Everywhere you go, you causing trouble. Well, they just don't love the Lord. No, you messed up. Blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. Now, there'll be people that won't like you because they don't want Jesus. Yeah, that's a given, but not everybody. Everywhere you go, people mad, want to kill you, chasing you out of town. You're just a troublemaker. Amen. Blessed are not the troublemakers, but the peacemakers. God says blessed, highly favored, honored are the peacemakers. Now, that doesn't mean that we compromise a bunch of stuff. But that means we are carriers of his peace, peace with God. If you're going to have the peace of God, you got to first make peace with God. Amen. Stay with me tonight. You got to first make peace with God. You got to be at peace with God. In other words, that calls for explicit obedience. And God is not a hard taskmaster. Listen, his word says, my commandments are not grievous. Stop acting like everything God tells you is hard and difficult and not what you want to do. That's because your flesh is ruling you. His commandments are not grievous. His commandments are a delight. Help us, your Holy Spirit, in this Christmas season. Some of y'all think about gifts and how you gonna buy this. And come on, stay with me. Is our feet shod? Now see, Peter was told, I don't have to wash your hands. Now, if you read the history of that and what was going on there, they normally washed hands and face, but Jesus unrobed himself, took off his robe, and wrapped a towel around himself, and washed each of the disciples' feet and took the towel that was on him, not another towel, but the towel that he was wrapped in, and dried their feet. I believe something was being transferred to them in that time. Because he could have took another towel, but he used the one that he wrapped himself with and he dried their feet. And he said to Peter, you don't know what I'm doing now, but you'll understand afterwards. All right, so the feet, the gospel of peace. Listen, peace precedes power. How loud you get or how angry you get, that ain't power. It's borderline demonic. That ain't power. How loud you get is not by power nor by might. You know, I witnessed this in Malaysia last time I was there, this a few weeks ago. I was there. Papa Jonathan has battled a bunch of stuff in his body for years. And you know, one would think that a person would decline, kind of back off. There's such an anointing now. I liken it to Paul. When Paul prayed and said, Lord, remove this thorn from me. But the Lord said, no, Paul, for my grace is going to be equal to. You know, the deeper, the harder, the more difficult the thorn and the difficulty, the greater the grace that's going to be on you. You may be moving slow, but the grace is going to be much greater. That's how it is. It's amazing. It's amazing. He's not moving like he did one time. He's getting it back. But there's such an anointing that flows because God's grace is sufficient. Amen. There's a kingdom inside of you that cannot be shaken. I don't care. Nothing can shake it. Heaven and earth will pass away first. Though the mountains be removed, floodwaters rise, that kingdom will stand firm inside of you. You'll find when challenge comes, you'll be up for the challenge. Years ago, you would dread something like that, but all of a sudden when it comes, there you are with your shoulders square. Bring it on. Why? Because that kingdom cannot be moved. It's settled. Amen. The victory's already won. Amen. The fella that we got to deal with is this mind. Now, we established this. I just want to establish some precedents here and some principles. We don't believe because we understand. We understand because we first believe. That's a law of first. Do that all the time. Hebrews 11:3 says, for through faith, it says, through faith we understand. Not we understand, then we have faith. See, the world has it backwards. Show me. Show me the money. Show me the statistics. Show me. Then after you show them, then they might have a little bit of natural faith. But a child of God, all you need is a word. God spoke to you a year ago. You still hold on to that word. See, when Joseph received that word from the Lord, it's the word that drove him. It wasn't Joseph that kept himself. That word kept Joseph. Joseph wanted to give up. Joseph was crying when they put him down in that pit. He was screaming and hollering, and they sold him in Egypt. He wanted to give up, but that word kept him. Because everywhere he got, something opened up for him. Everywhere he got, every situation he got into, he was blessed. Instead of the tail, he became the head. After a while, you go to figuring that thing out. Wait a minute. Here I am in the prison with the keys. God has to be with me. He was in the prison. Think about it. Read it. He had the keys to the prison. That's how trusted he was. He had rule over all of Potiphar's house, except his wife. Everything, nothing without Joseph's okay. So the word had him. Tell somebody, the word got me. Listen, understand, nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm you. You might get your feelings hurt from time to time. People say things foolishly or hastily or do things. It'll hurt you, but it can't harm you. Tell somebody, you'll get over that. That's water on a duck's back. I'll walk through that. There's nothing that can harm you. Especially with the renewed mind, because see, with a renewed mind, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace have they that love your law or your word, and nothing, somebody say nothing, shall offend them. That word scandalon, offense, the trap of the devil, nothing can trap you. You get over it. You get through it. You get over. You go through it. Whatever it is, but it cannot harm you. Okay? So this confidence that we have, or this peace, is not self-assured, it's God-assured. That's why our eyes are not on gifts. Presents, Christmas presents. Our eyes are upon Him. Now this hear me, this can be the challenge for some, because sometimes easily our focus can be taken off of Him and placed on something else. And that something else doesn't necessarily be evil, it can be good, but it's not Him. Jesus never took His eyes off of His Father. Never said anything His Father didn't say. Always was in this, he said once in His prayer, "Father, I thank You that You always hear me." He was always there. Now, He did this as the man, the son of David. So in other words, he did it and showed us that we can do it too. I believe Paul did it. I believe Peter did it. When he got himself together, Peter did it. The early disciples, there were those down through the years that did that. It's not foreign, nor is it hidden from us. It's hidden for us. But we've had so much stuff flood the church, and so much that was fleshly. See, a lot of this spiritual warfare that people do, they do carnally. You know, they can do it from their flesh, from their intellect. You know, and that won't take you but so far. The devil will laugh at you. But when you have peace first, when you have that abiding peace inside first, that rest, that presence, you can whisper at a storm and it will obey you. You don't have to be shouting at no devils. Peace be still. Jesus didn't fear it. He didn't scream at it. He didn't do it intellectually. What was in Him came out of Him. He already knew. Tell me something. How can someone sleep so soundly in a storm? The disciples, the boat is about to sink. Now, you know it had to be rocking. And waves had to be, but Jesus sound asleep on a pillow. Because He knows the law of confession. He told them before they left, He said, "Let us go over to the other side." Amen. There it is. Amen. You can sleep now. Amen. I don't care what comes up, you're going to make it over there. Amen. Hello? The law of confession. Amen. 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 He said, "Let us go over to the other side." And then He went to sleep. Here's a problem saints have a lot of times. You pray about something, then you pick it up before you leave, and you're praying about it on the way out. Oh, Lord. Well, you just prayed about it up here. Why didn't you leave it there? If you believed it, why did you walk away rejoicing? I ain't got to mention that no more. All I got to do is believe, because it's set in place now. It's set in motion now. It's a law. It is predictable. God said, if you ask, you'll receive. Why'd you pick it back up and go back out here praying in tongues? Deep, you know, not talking to nobody, just going out. And deep folk. You pray, leave it there. Matter of fact, when you come to the altar from now on, I'll make you smile. Because you're not coming to, you know, the altar of incense or the altar of burnt sacrifice. Well, if God don't accept your offering, you did. No, we're coming because God has given us promise.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.